The world has already seen 28 Godzilla movies, 29 if you count the Hollywood remake with Matthew Broderick, which a lot of people don't. So why is another one opening this week? We put that question to critic Bob Mondello, and he said, because Godzilla.
The opening credits find a nifty way to tell you that everything you think you know about this story is suspect. The background is black and white footage of atom bomb tests from the 1940s and 50s, the time Godzilla originally surfaced. The foreground is movie credits, but as soon as they come up, they're redacted, words blacked out, censored, as if to say that the audience lacks security clearance. Something has been kept from us. Flash forward to 1999.
Perhaps we should be drawing down to be safe.
Trouble at a Japanese nuclear facility, apparently from deep underground.
They take us offline.
Not till we get a
time. Do it now.
Wind it down.
A seismic disturbance, think of it as a bug in the system, destroys the reactor, and for 15 years, nobody will be allowed near it, including the guy, played by Bryan Cranston, who gave that order to shut it down.
You keep telling everybody that this place is a death zone, but it's not. You're lying, because what's really happening is that you're hiding something out there.
I won't describe what they're hiding, except to say it's not Godzilla, but it is big and feeds on radiation, so if you come at it with nuclear weapons, it thinks you're just serving snacks. Oh, and it emits electromagnetic pulses that knock out all things technological. Nifty critter about to escape. Fortunately for humanity, the Navy is around and ready with an acronym.
MUTO. Massive Unidentified Terrestrial Organism. It is, however, no longer terrestrial. It is airborne. Before we lost sight of it, it was headed east across the Pacific and had emitted...
As they follow it, they'll find Godzilla, or rather, Godzilla will find them, and swim along with the fleet like a whale among minnows, all the way to that tough-luck town, San Francisco, which has only just shaken off the critters from Pacific Rim. At least you know it'll bounce back. Director Gareth Edwards got this job after making a creative little indie called Monsters, on which he had to be creative because his entire budget was less than $500,000. Here, his effects budget is more than 200 times that, so it's nice that he's still bothering to be inventive, offering nods to previous Godzilla movies, reflecting real-life environmental concerns, and finding very pretty ways to put viewers in the middle of a parachute jump past a snarling 350-foot critter. That the on-screen folks doing the parachuting aren't interesting? Well, we haven't really come to see them. We are here to see the film's leading lizard, who seems just a bit player in his own movie for the first hour, but in the second gets to chewing the scenery with enough enthusiasm that it almost doesn't matter that it's digital, and therefore not very nourishing. I'm Bob Mondello.